Blog Talk Radio.
Yet another installment of the Mike Henderson Show here on blogtalkradio.com. It is Tuesday, now we're in April. How about that? April 4th of 2017. We're broadcasting live from the DFW Metroplex area of the great state of Texas, as well as Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host, Mike Henderson, with me and my wonderful, beautiful, lovely co-host, Crystal Senegal and Vanessa Eccentric McCarroll. How are you doing tonight, ladies?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm not drunk anymore.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's always good, though, especially when I'm not intoxicated. So I'm going to have to keep this on the extreme low because I'm not drunk anymore. I really wasn't even drunk to begin with, though, because I hardly think that, like, you know, that a beer, two mixed drinks, and a glass of wine equals alcoholism. So I'm not even going to get into that, though. But I'm good. One, you know, 2 days and a couple of sodas later, I'm perfectly fine in capital. Now, tonight's installment is called Love on the Rebound or When Your Ex Is Your Next. Are you really, truly over an ex, and have you ever considered going back to them? Were the circumstances surrounding the breakup not severe enough to totally cancel them out? And what are the pros and the cons about reconciling with them? So we're going to get into the meat of that in just a minute, though. But honestly, I have to say, you know, I've been trying not to pay too much attention to the news, because of, you know, politics and our new administration, which in a short span of like a little over 100 days has pretty much accomplished absolutely positively nothing. So that being said, you know, I'm going to go ahead and actually say the words I told myself I was going to say to all these individuals that supported this administration, and there are only four words: I told you so. But anyway, moving on, because every time I turn on the news, I get disappointed. I'm actually looking for something like a weather report or something like, you know, some local news, just so I can get away from that, from the circus that is now Washington, D.C. It's beyond ridiculous. So that being said, once again, to all those little people that actually supported that, all the people that supported him, all the people that actually wanted to change, that wanted him in and wanted Obama out, once again, now you're starting to see. Now you're starting to actually get it. You see right now, it is just the biggest punchline ever. And once again, four words: I told you so. That's it. Moving on. Because if we turn this into a political show, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get a dozen other phone calls, and people are going to want to listen to that. No, I'm not even going to get into that. That's a whole other show and a whole other day. But anyway, now, Love on the Rebound. Now, the reason why I actually came up with this idea was, you know, because of a discussion that I actually had with a friend about, you know, relationships, our exes, and whether or not, if given the opportunity, would we go back in that direction. Now, not counting, and I'm going to ask you ladies, not counting drastic stuff like infidelity or abuse, which to me is like an automatic no-brainer. No, you don't want to go back into that bad stuff. But if given an opportunity to go back to an ex, were you actually parted on, like, you know, on less than severe terms, would you or wouldn't you?
I don't know. Just depends.
And a hush fell over the room.
Crystal.
And the ball passes to you?
Yes, I'm passing it to Crystal.
You pass it to Crystal? Okay.
Yes, Crystal.
Yeah, what was it?
Okay.
I could barely hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, so now stating that, you know, going back to an ex, now not counting infidelity, not counting abuse, an abusive relationship, if it did part on less, you know, just less severe terms, have you ever considered the idea of going back to an ex? And if you did, would you?
No.
No?
Have I ever dated an ex and would I go back?
Yeah.
I've dated an ex. Worst mistake I've ever made. So, no, I will never go back.
Dated an ex, biggest mistake you ever made, wouldn't go back.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because, when you're dating somebody and they become an ex, mm-hmm. they're an ex for a reason. So there's no need to go back to something. If they were meant to be in your life, they would have stayed in your life.
Yeah.
So, no.
Okay. So, but what if circumstances had changed or anything actually improved or something like that? Though, but, you know, oh, they didn't improve?
Actually, it was not what I thought it was.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Vanessa.
Yes.
You would?
I don't know. It just depends on why we broke up. It just kind of depends, you know, on what the circumstances were or, you know, on why we parted ways. When you're living in another state, did you move away? It just depends.
Okay.
To me, on what the situation is. And if it's bad,
yeah.
probably not, you know. But if it's, you know, something that was, we needed to grow up or we were young, I mean, I don't know. It just really depends on each situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So me, what's meant to be will be.
Yeah, true. Now I got the ball. To me, I'm actually kind of like riding the fence with the both of you, really. because the conversation we had was actually pretty extensive, though. It kind of went back to, you know, it went back some years. And I guess you could kind of like see, like with the individuals that were there, I probably would consider it. With some, I would not. We're taking his yearly vacation. Okay. I would not, though.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, once again, not counting for infidelity, which for me is an automatic no-no, you know, because, you know, I've been in this situation where, like, that was, you know, that line was crossed twice, and I still wound up with zero. So, if you do it once, there's always opening that door for it to happen again, and who wants to go through that? You know, so we could just break that cycle all together by me not fooling with it all together, though. And also that trust thing is an issue for me. So that would just cut that out altogether. But like what you're saying, like for some, like what Crystal said, for some, you know, it could turn out to be the worst mistake you ever made. You know, and then when you, I guess you would realize exactly what it really was, because that's apparently that's what it wasn't for her, and I can understand that as well, though. But on the flip side of that, though, just like what you said, the, you know, it depends, like it really does just totally depend on the circumstances. Now I'm for the idea of the possibility, because to me feelings never just totally dissipate unless you just really stomp on them. Unless you're really in a situation to where, like, you know, they just did you so wrong and dirty that you have no choice but to feel the, you know, just feel like, you know, like you really want to just watch them shrivel up and die somewhere. But to me, even if you break up and you're still going to feel something for them. You had to, especially if you were with them for a number of years. And it doesn't always just totally go away. It may have cut off at one particular point. It may stop. It may have stopped. But, if you go back to it as well, though, you may realize that you still care about them to a degree. Not, maybe not enough to actually get back with them, though, but you still care about them to a degree, though, because there's the people that I have dated and been involved with as well, and I still care about them. You know, I'd be a liar to say that I didn't know. But just because I care about them doesn't necessarily mean that I actually want to get back with them. Going back to what Crystal was saying, though, they're X for a reason. There's something that actually that I kind of broke it up as well, though, and maybe it wasn't discussed, maybe it really wasn't explored, maybe you didn't really actually, like, think it through. Maybe nobody thought it through. But with that being said, you know, you still felt something.
Okay.
And so is it easier for people that, you know, let me ask you, like, is it easier for you to just cut your feelings off when they get to a certain point, or...
My situations is always by situation to situation. I mean, there's some people
mm-hmm.
that when I'm done, I'm done. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's some people I care about, but it doesn't mean I want to be with them. And then sometimes
yeah.
there's people that I deal with that I wonder maybe I should have been a little different with. You know, quick to
yeah.
judge or quick to dissolve the situation without really trying. So.
I can relate to that one though. Because but once again, like 2020, you know, like hindsight is 2020. And then when you go back and revisit that, you're thinking like, okay, well, you know, maybe I could have, or maybe we could have, or what have you. But then, you know, all the little variables pop up as well, though, that didn't happen right there in the moment when everything broke loose. But, you know, once again, is it smart to go back as well, though? You know, especially, and I guess, like, you know, you could be in a situation where you're out there and you're meeting people, you're dating or what have you as well like that, though. But somewhere along the line, you know, and sometimes it does happen when you're actually breaking free and you're actually doing something, somehow an ex comes flying into the wood, like back into the woodwork in some way. Some way, shape, form, or fashion, they resurface. Not necessarily saying that they're actually doing it, you know, maliciously or anything like that as well, though. And then, when that ex comes around again, you know, you're either going to feel one of three ways. You're going to feel good about it, bad about it, or indifferent about it.
True, very true.
Yeah, so you know, I guess that depends on who comes through the door.
Yeah,
because, like, I mean, I know, you know, well, I can't say that I just flat out hate you. I think the only ex I can really actually put a nail in the coffin when it comes to it like that is my ex-wife because of infidelity. But like I said, that's pretty much concrete with that. It isn't like the idea that there was like a miscommunication or a misunderstanding that actually got out of hand or anything like that. The greatest of circumstances, I can see the writing on the wall with that one, though, like that. But no woman or no man, anyway, should actually have to, like, even think twice about the idea of getting back into an abusive relationship any more than they should think twice about getting back with somebody they really can't trust because of infidelity. But if you came across someone like you actually dealt with in the past and things were totally were somewhat different, would there be curiosity about whether or not you should actually, like, approach that or actually see about it as well? Or do you just put yourself in a holding pattern? Or do you just leave it all together because you don't want to take the chance?
Depends on that person. Depends on the situation.
Yeah.
But something you said earlier is that you said infidelity, your wife cheated, correct? And you
mm-hmm.
said there was no lack of communication. I mean, cheating is a lack of communication. There was
yeah.
some lack of communication because she wouldn't have cheated, or whoever cheated. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Yeah,
there was a lot of miscommunication when you cheat.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
To have a conversation about what's going on in your relationship that's making you unhappy, that you want to seek someone else's attention.
Yeah, and even going back to that as well, though, like you know, you're talking about the idea of the lack of communication, though, I still believe to this very day, and I know it's been like a, it's been a decade at least, you know, like since I've even seen, been in that situation, even seen it as well, though, I still do believe, though, had even beforehand, she communicated how she felt, because I never really knew exactly how it was until it all, you know, how she so-called said she felt until it fell through the floor. Had you actually communicated with me beforehand of how you honestly really felt about things, it could have been totally different. I think it could have been drastically different, though. I mean, like, I consider myself a pretty understanding person. But if you're not giving me anything to understand or even like to try to understand, though, I'm pretty powerless.
Well, I'm sure the communication didn't just start, miscommunication didn't start at that particular moment. It had to have been something that's been long-term that either you and her were not paying attention to.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I truly believe to this very day that she did not really want to be married. I mean,
you
think about it.
You didn't see that before? Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. You didn't see all that before you got married?
No, I got to honestly admit I didn't, you know, because I wasn't looking for it. You don't believe me?
Exactly. I think you do. You didn't want to accept it. You didn't want to believe it because you were probably wanting to get married more than she did.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that one. Have you actually simply ignored some signs? Have you ignored some signs when you're in something? You're in a relationship, having like signs actually came across your way that it may not be, you know, right, and you ignored it?
No,
but
hell
it's
yeah.
A level of selfishness. It's selfishness because we want what we want.
Exactly.
And then we have consequences to those actions when you do that. When you act selfishly, there's consequences to everything. So if you went in it being selfish because you wanted it, yeah, that's the consequence if she didn't want to be.
Okay.
And married you anyway.
But then you turn around and actually, like, you know, do something completely off the wall to try to get out of it?
Well, she was telling you, you had already knew that she didn't want to be married. So it really wasn't off the wall. It was just drastic to get you to see that she doesn't want to be married. Maybe she was trying to communicate that, or her actions, or maybe she was doing things that wasn't what a wife would do. You know what I'm saying?
I don't believe I was actually forced her to do anything she didn't want to do. I mean, I'm looking at it as the idea that you actually just want to get married of your own free will. But the next thing you know, you're going to go this route because you don't see any way out of the world like that. Anybody else will simply tell you, like, okay, we need to sit down and have a talk. You know, I don't feel comfortable.
Did you sit down and have that conversation with her? Because I'm sure there were signs that she wasn't paying you attention, she didn't want to have sex with you, or something was going on. Did you have that conversation? Because as a man, you can tell when your spouse is kind of drifting away from the situation.
I asked her several times if she was sure it was what she wanted to do.
After you got married.
After we got married? Even after the case in Vanilla, I asked her what she wanted to do. Did you want to be here or didn't you want to be here? And she said yes. She wanted to be here. She wanted to establish her.
Maybe she didn't want to hurt your feelings in that way.
Right. Exactly.
Hurt my feelings. You really think she knew it was going to hurt?
I mean, well, because sometimes you may not really, you think you're paying attention, you think that you're listening and you're doing all these things, and you really aren't. I mean, you may not have been really listening to her. You know what I'm saying?
You may be talking
at her instead of talking to her.
Right. Why did you get married, Michael?
I got married because I loved the woman. It was nothing superficial about it as well like that. That's who I cared for, and that's who I wanted to spend my life with, bottom line.
But that's the one that cheated.
So you really didn't know her?
I knew enough.
No, you didn't know
apparently
her.
Not. Apparently not.
Well, I mean, do you really honestly truly know everybody? No. No, you don't.
How long did you date her before you married her, after marrying her?
Two years.
Mm.
And in them 2 years, how was your relationship?
Huh?
How was your relationship in those 2 years?
As far as I could tell, everything was fine.
Mm. As far as you
again,
could tell.
I heard you say, you can tell. You wouldn't plan
exactly.
her no attention. You
exactly.
just said,
yeah, well, okay,
I
well,
can
okay.
say,
well,
what
was
I
supposed
tell.
To do? Like,
how far
in the microscope are you supposed to go with people? You tell me.
As far as you need to be he happy so you don't end up in
okay. a situation. Well, yeah, but there's a situation where people have known each other for a number of years, though, lived in the same house, done everything like, you know, like clockwork for more than a decade and some change, though, and they still wind up actually breaking up, or they still wind up, or infidelity or lies or something like that still rears its head.
Because they weren't
See?
Happy in the beginning. People get complacent. People get
exactly.
comfortable. The finances are good, and we're making this superficial life together. Doesn't mean I love you. I want to be with you. It just it's comfortable. I'm comfortable with it. And then
but it doesn't mean they don't
like,
love
you. Know, love you. They love you. They're not in love with you. That's a totally different
right.
thing.
Something's
I can
missing
love you
when someone has an affair. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something's missing
something
if
missing
someone goes
in
out
relationship.
And have an affair.
Women usually, it's emotional or financial. It's one of the two.
Right. It's one of the two. Exactly.
Okay. Well, it sure as hell wasn't financial.
Okay, so it's emotional. She needed at work affirmation. She needed something more than what you were able to give her. Because
so
she
even
kind of
being loving, caring,
selfish attentive. Idea of said, I want to be married, and wasn't paying her any attention and not listening to what she the signs that she was giving.
Okay, so being understanding, caring, attentive, loving, you know, not demanding in any sense of the term. But like the only time I even remotely got demanding was right before we broke up for the final
it
time.
It may be that you were clingy. You were smothering her. You were not giving her a woman to be the woman she wanted to be.
Clingy?
You see what I'm saying?
Well,
caring, supportive,
no.
and loving and all that. It's great. But you
no,
could be
hold,
smothering
slow down,
getting on
down,
my nerves
clingy,
around me too much.
Clingy.
You know? I'm just saying.
Too much, so the woman took more. I'm just saying. I'm telling you exactly what happened because I was there. The woman took more trips than I did. I wasn't clingy. I wasn't clingy.
Okay,
I was too busy
working. Okay, taking a lot of trips to want to not be around you. Well, that's not a sign to you?
Really?
I'm serious. I'm
so I'm the bad guy here? I'm the reason why she cheated?
I'm not. Yeah, you part reason why she cheated.
I'm probably the only reason why she cheated.
I said you are partly the reason why she cheated.
No, according to that, though, I am the reason why she cheated. And
okay,
wound up actually
okay.
being like this cheatering thing that I was going to wind up actually losing out on anyway. But the simple fact is it didn't matter what I did. You know, if it was too much, if it was not enough, it was
did
like,
you know
well,
who she cheated
here,
with?
That, the other, though, ever... it still happened.
Did you know the guy she cheated with? Did she tell you? Did you ever see him? Did you ever ask her what did he have that you didn't?
You know what?
What he
no.
did for her?
And I'm gonna tell you why I didn't. For the simple fact is, here's somebody that decided in their infinite wisdom though that they're gonna wind up actually doing it anyway, regardless of what I did, as far as that was concerned. And I guess it's like, I don't know if like the idea of actually letting her off the hook or what. You know, like, and to me, it's actually kind of confusing, though. Somebody can actually cheat and I'm the problem? Really? Here's somebody that
no,
obviously didn't want to be married. You're brave enough to cheat on me, but you're scared to tell me the truth.
What are you talking about, Mike?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the idea of actually leveling with me, point blank and simple, about how you feel. The one thing was paramount throughout the whole ordeal. If I had a problem, I had no problem with letting her know I had a problem. If she had a problem, no, I also opened and left that door open for her as well, though, like that. That's the idea behind communication anyway, though. I can't fix it if I don't know what the hell is broken.
Michael?
or even know exactly what to do when it comes into this world. But once again, though, it's more about the idea, like, but me being selfish because I was in love with somebody in marriage couldn't possibly equal the idea of somebody being selfish who decided to cheat twice and still got together.
Okay, Michael, she cheated the first time, and then she cheated a second time. What's missing in the story?
What's missing in the story, though? The idea of somebody actually being genuine about what the hell they really wanted in the first place. Which could have saved me and her a whole lot of grief, though, because
no,
when it all fell through,
I
was
dig a little deeper.
This is your story.
Yeah, what if we had her story? What would she say?
What would she say?
Uh-huh.
What? If we were talking to her
about your marriage and divorce and cheating, what do you think that she would say her biggest concern with you was? Her biggest problem she had with you.
Her biggest problem with me was probably, the idea of, working.
So you weren't emotional, giving all the time and attentive like you say you were.
Yes, I was. When I wasn't working.
Michael.
What?
You still love her?
No.
You should. No.
Now you're
lying.
Are you
sure? You're lying.
Yeah, I'm sure because she can't be trusted.
Oh. So you still love
her?
Well,
you kept her when she cheated out the first time, so apparently you can't trust her. You can't.
Do what?
You let it be two times. It should only be in one time. If cheating was a big thing for you, it shouldn't have been no two times.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it.
So you were being selfish because you wanted to be married. So you ignored it again, and it happened.
I was being selfish because I
loved
somebody. That's being selfish.
You was being selfish in the fact that you wanted to stay in a marriage that was not functional.
Not functional.
You knew it wasn't
functional. I'm not the one that actually caused the dysfunction, though, because I didn't step outside of the marriage, though. It actually meant something to one of us.
But it takes two to have a marriage.
No kidding.
Exactly. So she was giving you all these signs about traveling, leaving, you gone, you working, you doing anything she can do to stay apart. You know what I'm saying? She was already showing you. But, again, you wanted to be married more than she did. She was being unselfish and chose to do it because she didn't want to hurt your feelings because you probably wanted it so bad.
Really?
You see what I'm saying?
Now, here's somebody actually telling me, point blank and simple, they want to marry me. And then all of a sudden, at a blink of an eye, there's a disconnect somewhere on the line, though. No damn kidding. And what's about it? You did it twice.
Right, because it's the idea of getting married. Women fall in love with the idea of the way.
So, Mike, wasn't that your second marriage?
Of marriage.
Yeah.
Was that your
second
marriage? That was your second marriage?
Yeah.
Okay.
What happened in your first marriage?
Okay.
Okay.
What happened about my first marriage?
Why?
She separated from me.
Mm.
I had never even thought about stepping out. Why? Hell, ask her.
Yeah.
But as soon as I left,
I see a pattern. This sounds like a pattern to me. Sounds like
a pattern. There's something going on.
There's two sides to every story. We're getting your story. Your first wife left you. Your second wife cheated on you twice. So what Michael should do is figure out what's going on with him.
Some self-evaluation on why these things keep occurring.
And
so
I've done that for
you. Did she tell you why you left her? Did she tell you why she left you?
Here's somebody that actually got into it. Now that was partially financial, but it seemed like it actually kind of turned completely around though. Right after I decided, she said, she actually asked me, did I want to separate until we figure out what we're going to do though. It shocked me to the point where I just turned around and left. Next thing you know, it wasn't even 24 hours that she was asking and she was trying to reconcile.
Okay, I'm gonna try this again. Why did she leave in the beginning?
Partially, well, the financial.
Okay, what's
the financial difficulty?
What was the other part?
Mine.
You said partly.
Hell if I know. I knew about the financial part,
you know.
But everything else, no.
You know.
You know.
No,
you don't want to admit
it. You
know.
Oh, I know.
Exactly. You know.
You know exactly why she left. Exactly. You don't want to admit it. So which is
I don't know why
she
left.
So
ask her.
No, you know.
But Carla, let's ask her.
Okay. I'm not, cause I don't know a number.
I'm sure she got a Facebook, an Instagram, a Snapchat, a Google, something.
Well, go right ahead.
You never have you ever wondered why she left?
Yeah.
Of course I wondered why.
And you never asked?
No, but I definitely asked for myself. I mean, like, I'm not trying to turn around and say that I was 110% perfect with everything. No, I'm not. I'm not perfect at all.
Okay, well, let's
but
talk about those imperfections. What are they?
Huh? Imperfections?
Let's talk about the imperfections. Uh-huh.
Is this like, no, okay, we went from love on the rebound to a cross-examination? I'm like, all right.
No, because this has got to do something with the doing. We want to know what the problem is.
With me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your imperfection?
Okay, back. My imperfection?
Be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest.
Yes, what are your imperfections? Be honest. That's the only way you're going to be able to get through to understanding why these women did what they did and why you can't move forward and find a relationship.
And have a relationship. Exactly.
Exactly. You got to be honest with yourself, Michael.
So what are your imperfections? We all have.
Okay, Dr. McCarroll and Dr. Senegal, here we go.
Look, I mean, that's what...
Call it what it may.
You have to figure it out. Yeah. I'll take that.
Okay.
You got to be honest with yourself. Something's missing.
Something's missing.
Because you point the finger a lot at the women. You point your finger a lot at as if you were absolutely perfect in those situations. And we both know.
No,
we all three know. That's
no,
not true.
I'm not perfect. No, I'm not perfect. No, but there's
but
lines
you
I didn't
yourself
call.
Appear to be perfect.
Never
do.
Never.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay, so what are your imperfections then? Tell us
all
that.
Right.
When it pertains to a woman in a relationship, let's narrow it down.
When it pertains to a woman in a relationship, what are my imperfections?
Mm-hmm.
What are your imperfections? Mm-hmm. So we can correct this, give you some good advice, and you can be happy.
Okay. Let's see.
Serious. These are your topics you want to talk about.
Okay. All right. With both my marriages, I was headstrong.
Mm-hmm.
Stubborn.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's lack of compromise. Continue.
Lack of compromise. I did compromise.
Yeah. Most stubborn people don't know how to compromise.
Yeah, but most understanding individuals do.
But you can be understanding and stubborn.
you
know what I'm
saying?
You can be
understandingly stubborn,
which
you can.
No, it wasn't always my way. Stubborn is really your way, but you try to twist it to make it sound like you're compromising with that person.
No, it was never like that. If somebody wanted to do something like regardless of how I felt or not, though, I always respected who I was with. Always have and always will. Regardless
you may
of how
not
I felt
the
about
words,
it,
but your body,
about
your language, your body language, your reaction,
stubborn.
The way you do things, those are stubborn. I mean, you may be like, okay, I don't care what you do, but your body language and the things you may have done after the fact may not be pleasing because she knew you didn't like it.
Yeah, but I still respected it.
Just because you
can
respect
the...
something doesn't make someone comfortable.
Right. What are your other issues, Mike? What's your other problems?
My other issues?
You stubborn?
My other problems. Okay.
Well, you said
I'm
you
stubborn.
Were stubborn. What's the other stuff? Stubborn? Next.
Next. Stubborn, workaholic.
Mm.
see.
You know, you had to learn to be honest with yourself, for real.
Okay.
This is not the show you expected, is it?
No, but I'll roll with it anyway.
You can roll with it. I mean, this is a lesson.
Okay, maybe I had unrealistic expectations at some times. Perhaps
there you go. Now we're opening the door and we're getting somewhere. There it is.
Huh. Unrealistic expectations.
Huh. Exactly.
Okay.
Right. So you want this makeup fairy tale person, this unrealistic idea that you have of what a marriage should be, so it doesn't work out that way.
Okay.
And then you do what?
Well, didn't turn out the way I wanted it to be. It hurt. So, I just withdrew.
Hmm.
I mean,
and
I can't make anybody.
And stubborn.
And stubborn.
Huh?
You were getting your way. On the tip.
You got quiet and you got stubborn because you didn't get your way.
Exactly.
Because you had expectations.
Yeah, but, you know, in hindsight, I realize that I actually had, like, unrealistic expectations in the past. I don't have that anymore. But the simple fact is, though, I take expectations off the table now. So, you know,
Still stubborn?
No.
I don't believe that one.
Really? How's that?
No, I don't believe that.
Really?
I'm just saying, I don't believe it.
I can't make anybody do something that they don't want to do. Okay? Either, and I took some advice from my dad, point blank and simple. I would rather run with one than drag 20. Okay? People that want to actually be there with me and want to be a part of my life, though, they can be there as well. The people that don't. I can't force anybody to do anything. I'm not going to. That doesn't make any sense to me. Okay? So I don't want anybody like around me to where I have to put a gun to their head in order to actually keep them there. No.
So subconsciously, you still are stubborn, and subconsciously, you still have these unrealistic expectations in the women that you meet and date.
Yeah,
that's why
exactly.
That's why it doesn't work for you. Because you subconsciously still have that same mentality, and it shows in your body language, in your actions, your conversation. And then when you don't feel like that works, we get it, and then we walk away because we're like, this is ridiculous.
Okay, so I should just cut myself off from the rest of the world and be done with it?
No, you maybe should try to fix some of the issues that you have.
Okay. Any suggestions?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the first step to recovery is accepting that you have an issue. I'm serious.
What are the seven steps?
The first.
Well, let me know exactly what we're going. We're going to lay out your 12-step program there, Doctor.
No,
Michelle.
Y'all crazy? I'm saying the first step to recovery is admitting that you have an issue, and you have an issue. So once you accept that and believe that, and make some positive, like you really want to change those things, then your step process start to work.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You stop looking for superficial people. You stop looking for, because subconsciously you do. Oh, she got to be this thin and this tall and this short or this. It's unrealistic. Because what God has for you may not be what you have for you.
Exactly.
And that's what we screw up every time and get into these functional relationships, because we go against what is for us because we feel like we know more than anybody else does. But when you let your guard down and let whatever that person is that makes you feel good on the inside and makes you feel like a better man, that's the person you should give a chance to, regardless what her physical aspect looks like.
Okay. So you're basically saying I've become so old and so inflexible that I just, with that type of mentality, that type of mindset, that's virtually impossible.
Basically, you said that I didn't, so now you're accepting some of the things that you noticed you're wrong with. So, again, if you accepted that you had an issue, you will get through it.
Okay.
I'm serious. I didn't say that. You did.
No. I just pretty much got the gist of what you were talking about. I can't be inflexible. I can't be that rigid. I cannot be that, you know, that narrow-minded. I can't be that superficial. I have to take the rose-colored glasses off, period.
Oh, the superficial glasses off.
The superficial rose color.
because the comment you made
about this fantasy that I have, this fixation that I have as well. Like I said, I mean, take that off the table as well, though, and take a long, hard, unbiased, realistic viewpoint of the world and the people in it.
Right.
So, Michael, you probably have passed up. Right. You have probably passed up so many women, good women, that would treat you the way you want to be treated because they didn't have the outer appearance. Yeah, that you wanted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the image that you thought that society wants you to be with, she wants to be with. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's almost really ridiculous. I mean, because if we were all blind and couldn't see, you know what I'm saying, and you fall in love with someone, you fall in love with the person. And like she just, like Crystal said, you probably have really screwed up with a lot of great women. And now you're suffering from that. That's why you can't find one. Because when God was sending that to you, you just, he's not superficial enough.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
We're friends. We only want to tell you the truth. We're women. We're telling you. I mean, because you have to, you want someone to love you unconditionally for who you are, all your flaws. Outer appearance, inner appearance, right? But you're not willing to do that. You know, that's
exactly.
Else. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You want no matter all your flaws and screw up. You don't want that person that's not tall enough or skinny enough or dark enough or light enough or whatever your craziness is. You know what I'm saying? You don't want that.
Whatever
so,
my craziness is.
Yeah, because it is crazy and shenanigans. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because you know at your age, you know that you're setting your ways. And so it's going to be harder for you to change that mentality.
At my age?
Yeah. You get old at all.
I'm not a free chicken.
You get set in your ways. You've been doing something for 5 years the same way. And as far as I'm concerned, you've been doing it for a very long time, being stubborn and superficial. That stuff doesn't change. It's like a habit.
Yeah, it's a habit. You got to break that habit, Michael.
You have to learn to break the habit. You got to start dating different types of women, regardless of what they physically look like to you. As long as you can be attracted to them in some type of way, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, have a conversation with them. Just talk to them. You know, I'm not saying you're going to fall in love with them, but you never know. But if you keep walking out here looking for the housewives and, all the superstitious women out here, you're going to forever be by yourself.
Okay.
Nobody's perfect, and neither are you. You both love people. You're not for them being perfect, but for their imperfections. That's what you love them
right.
for.
That's right.
Because they're not perfect.
Exactly.
So you love them for their imperfections, not their perfections. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You okay?
And when you start seeing that, you can say, okay, you know what? I can look at the world a little bit different. I can look at women different. I can choose them differently. Things that you are compatible with. Not on the physical aspect, but the emotional aspect, the mental aspect,
right.
the spiritual aspect. Those are things you need to be looking for. Because as you get older, your body's going to change. Okay, how many times you go to a gym, your body's still going to change. You know what I'm saying? I would rather have a fat man with a great attitude than a great man with a stubborn, messed up attitude. Because weight you can lose. A messed up attitude is hard to work with, and that would get on my damn nerves.
Exactly.
So I'm going to do something to hurt your ass really bad, and that's going to mean I'm going to cheat on you. And then I'm going to tell you I did it. Oh, that sounds familiar. Okay. That's what your wife did. Don't you feel better now that you accepted that you had an issue, a bunch of them?
No, I feel loads better.
When he did.
You should feel better. You should. You should feel renewed, refreshed, and ready.
You opened the door, Michael. You were able to
admit,
be honest with yourself, and admit
mm-hmm.
that you have some issues. We all have issues, but you have to admit
it. I got a bunch of them.
We all do. But if you admit it, say it aloud, and now you can deal with it.
The hardest part is most people, the hardest thing is to accept the fact that it's bad about us. And it's hard for us because we put up this facade for so many years that we don't, those bad things about us or our imperfections are not true. So when it comes to the surface, it's hard for us to accept it. So once you accept it, you can move on.
Okay.
And even though you're caring and loving and supportive and attentive, you say all the things that are positive and good about you, but you never admit the things that are bad about you.
Exactly. And then with all the things you always say, all the good things about yourself, and then you and then we wonder why you can't ever get a second date or a third date with these women you're going out with. Something's missing there.
Okay.
All right.
Because
you don't
want to
hear it's the truth.
Right. It's hard. I tell you that, like, when people tell me
the truth is
hard. I'll be mad at first, but I get over it because it's true. Because I know that I can be a control freak. I know that I can go from 1 to 100 in 1.5 seconds. You know, I know those things, but I try to work on those things.
Right.
I mean, and I hate people saying, "Oh my God, you're just so dramatic." I hate that word, but I am. So now that I accept it, I think it's kind of funny. So I tell them,
"Well, there's nothing
dramatic,
wrong with me. I'm good.
So can you deal with it?" You see what I'm saying? New girl, you better hush. Michael, hang up the phone because the light is going to strike us. Because Crystal is Fed Bean. She is Fed Bean, Fed Bean,
Fed Bean.
Michael, you're a good guy. You know you're a good guy. But you have to figure out the balance between being good and bad. You know what I'm saying? Your yin and yang, you got to get them both in sync.
Mm-hmm. And break your bad habits, you know. Stop being stubborn.
So could you be with a woman that was just like you with your imperfections? Mm, she had the same
question.
Imperfections you have. Could you be with a woman like you?
Michael, you still there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
No.
Could you be with a woman that's just like you, and all your, and not the perfect part of you, but the imperfections of you? Could you deal with a woman acting exactly like you?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure there's some more imperfections you just haven't said. So in your head and all the imperfections that you have, can you be with a woman and act the same way?
No answer is an answer.
Exactly.
Well. Can't say that I could.
There you go.
Ah. So you expect, but you expect a woman to be able to take that?
No, not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Since when?
Since now.
Hmm.
I want to know when did you say? When did you come to that realization?
Right now.
No.
Right now?
At this
moment.
Oh, okay. Now.
Okay. I just want to know. I know you we missed something. I want to know
his
when
eyes,
I was
his eyes uncovered.
I'm just saying. So how do you actually feel, and what are you thinking now? What would you do different? What's the one thing that you would do? Because you're not going to change it all overnight. So what's the one thing that's the most important thing you feel in your imperfections that you would change or work on changing?
Well, the expectation thing, the idea of just a little bit of realism, I guess you could say. Working on the idea of actually, changing that viewpoint.
So let me ask one question. So when you go out on a date, what is your expectation? What are the expectations that you have when you first encounter a woman that you are attracted to? I'm sure it's all physical first, but what else do you expect out of
it? In all honesty, it's more about, not just with this conversation. I'm talking about in the last, weeks or what have you, though. It's pretty much been about the idea of just going to enjoy myself, having a conversation, learning more about who I'm dealing with. And,
what expectations are you going in the door with, though?
No, I understand about the expectation thing, though. And, because that's kind of like where really kind of sail it down the river quite a bit as well, though. So, I have been working on my own expectations. I can honestly say that.
Okay. But what were they? What were they? What did you expect?
On that first day,
what were you expecting before you start doing this transition? What were you expecting from her?
Nothing but enjoying the evening, perhaps.
No.
Michael, what are your expectations of yourself? What's wrong with yourself? Working on yourself first.
Yeah, well, my expectations of myself is actually, first and foremost to, be a gentleman, be cordial, don't, overreact or underreact or anything like that. But I guess, you're pretty much in a holding pattern until you actually come in contact with whoever you're with. And, but as far as, dealing with the superficial and all other stuff, too, that's not fair or right in any degree. And I still try to, treat people the way I want to be treated regardless.
Right. So on your last date, and after all this we just talked about, on the very last date you had, what did you see that you may have went wrong with?
May have went wrong with?
Mm-hmm. What do you see that maybe this could have pushed her away or maybe not wanted a second or third date or whatever?
To be totally honest, I honestly don't know. But after thinking about it, after nothing happened after that as well, though, I just started thinking more about not necessarily what was wrong with them, but what was wrong with me, though, because when I really started looking at everything, after the conversation I had with my friend as well, though, it was about, there was only one common denominator, and that was me. The only thing I was left with.
You know, like I said, there's a thin line between love and lust.
But one's never going to really, honestly, truly, totally replace the other. It isn't.
No,
That's mainly physical though, but love is going to wind up actually transcending the physical when it comes to it as well. But you can lust after anybody all damn day.
But the line between love and lust is that love is unconditional. Lust is conditional. There are conditions to your love.
Yeah, I get that part.
See what I'm saying? You were expecting something, so you were lusting out of them. You were in lust with these people because you had expectations. When you love someone, you love them unconditionally, regardless of any physical or any type of situation. It's very rare
you're going to wind up actually meeting somebody and fall in love. I mean, I don't think that even happens anymore, though, to where you actually meet somebody and boom, you're in love with them. No, you hardly know them.
That's not true.
That's not true at all. we open our minds without all of the expectations of people, because people will let you down when you start expecting them to be a certain type of way. When you expect something, they will always let you down. That's in business, in personal, anything. If you let people be themselves and you be your authentic self, then they can be their authentic self. When you're honest with you and you're just being genuinely who you are, they can be that way.
Exactly.
But when you start expecting them to be a certain type of way in your head, and you're expecting this list to be filled, and you're expecting, you've already set down the relationship off the bat. From probably sometimes it's the questions that you're asking, the conversation that you're having with them. You know, we start feeling like, he expects me to be this type of person, or you're talking about a past relationship, or you're talking about whatever the situation is. It may not be that you're not having to enjoy yourself, and having to, it's the questions that you may be asking people. Asking these women, do you listen more than you speak?
Yeah.
Do you?
Do you really listen
to
them when they're talking, or do you take over the conversation and just start going at it?
No, I do listen, but kind of have to if I'm going to
learn
anything.
Listen as much as you speak.
Do you listen when they speak?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I'm listening to
you. You can hear people, but do you listen?
Right. Yeah.
I can hear you, but am I listening to you?
Yes, I'm listening.
Two different things.
Because that's the only way I can understand. I have to listen.
What did you understand about her what did you learn about this woman when you went on a date? What did you actually listen and hear from her?
The idea that she wanted to, you know, that there were things that she actually liked doing, and nobody really understood that. You felt like she had to run it
that
she liked to perform. Okay,
we'll
never know now.
Michael, can you be happy by yourself without having a woman in your life?
Yeah, I think I can be.
You can't think. You have to know.
Well, apparently I'm about to find out.
Your
attitude is too negative.
Right. This is what Chris also is going with. If you are not happy with you first, you can't make someone else happy. If you don't know how to love you first and be by yourself and be whole and complete, you can't give it to someone else, because you're still trying to, you know, you're seeking it from someone else to complete you. You have to first be fulfilled and happy and complete. Then you have room to give. If you're not happy and complete, you're seeking people to complete you. Or a woman to complete you. You see what I'm saying?
I got you.
So sometimes what you should do, this is what I did. Let me be honest with you. The last relationship that I had was back in 2006. Okay. That was the last real relationship that I had. And I mean, I dated people here and there, but I learned to be by myself, and I was okay with that. So sometimes you have to, like, okay, I'm not going to date. I'm not going to do this. Love yourself. You learn to love yourself when you're being by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Make love to yourself.
Mm-hmm. It's a different thing
than
being alone and being lonely.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, you have to understand the difference. Loneliness is when you're seeking to find. Being alone is like, okay, I'm okay in peace and quiet and not having to, you know, I'm happy. I can go out, I can go to dinner, I can do whatever I want to by myself, and I'm okay with it. When you're lonely, you're seeking to find someone to feel that loneliness for you, because you don't know how to be alone. Like you said, you don't know how to love yourself. You don't know how to say, you know what, let me just let the chips fall where they may.
Okay.
We're going to get you there, Michael. We're going to get you there.
Hmm?
You have found, we're going to get you there.
Okay. Well, I believe it.
That's hilarious.
So you just take time for yourself, you know, 6 months. Really, don't get on these dating sites or anything like that. Just take a moment for yourself And I say do it for 6 months and love yourself.
Okay.
Well, give them a short
No, I'm serious, Michael.
Try to do it for 90
I'm serious.
Days. Try to do it. Don't 6 months sounds big. Mm. Give them short little baby
steps. No, 6 months is not big. I say
days.
6 months.
No. I say give yourself baby steps. Do it 90 days and see how you feel. And then go into that next 90 days. Break it up. Say, okay, 90 days, I'm going to focus only on Michael, getting my career going, doing what I need to do. We all do that. I do that all the time. Give myself time to just figure out what I need to do. And it ended up being about 6 months. You see what I'm saying? But I told myself 90 days. Let me do the first 90 days. But those are the hardest.
And always give yourself positive affirmations, you know, feed your mind with knowledge, whatever, meditate, do whatever you have to do. But focus on self and be honest with yourself. Because then once you're able to do that, then you're able to step out of, you know, whatever your mindset is.
You're perfect,
and that right woman will come
perfect.
Along. You're going to be able to weed those people out. Just by sitting there for 5 minutes, you'll know, okay, this is not the woman for me.
Mm-hmm.
Or this woman is for me. It won't be superficial anymore, Michael, is what I'm trying to tell you. It's a difference. It'll be a spiritual connection you'll have with a person. And it might not be on a website, but it just may come to you. But you have to be able to open yourself up to different people and whatever. I don't want to say fat girls, but you know what I'm saying. Just
okay.
Do that. Stop, don't be superficial. Just open your mind up to different women.
Types of people. Yeah, women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this was a lesson for Michael that he didn't want to get today, but he got it anyway, and this is how the spirit
works. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Then you could hang up and cuss us out at home by yourself later.
No, I wouldn't do that anyway. Nope. You won't be getting
well,
that out of me. Sorry. You
I
would.
You can hang up and cuss yourself. I
but
you
got
to
real this today, didn't you?
To yourself.
Hang up and cuss myself. Really?
Yeah, I can't believe they were talking to me like that.
What kind of crap is that?
So we love you, Michael. We love you. We would want you to tell us if we were doing something wrong. And we believe you do. You tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Right. We just want to be happy at the end, right? We don't.
Right. We want to go to your wedding.
We want you to be happy.
No,
I want to go to your wedding and then start dating one of your
girlfriends.
You have
to be happy with yourself first, yeah. Be happy with yourself first before you can be happy with anybody else.
Okay.
You got it. Okay.
You good. All right.
On that, yeah, and on that a wonderfully happy note.
That's hilarious.
We actually went through a self-evaluation and a rewrite of the entire show, though, in under an hour. So I can live with that one as well, though. I don't want to thank my two, the two wonderful individuals that actually stuck me on the couch tonight.
That's funny.
But I do believe, though, like I may actually be a totally changed person by the time I finish this bowl of ice cream. But anyway. So that being said, though, we're going to actually go. Now, I'm going to actually say this as well, because I discussed this as well, though. We're probably going to stop doing the weekly shows, and we're probably doing it every 2 weeks because of time constraints, because of a lot of other things that are going on, a lot of other projects that actually popping up as well, though. So we're going to start actually announcing them like a week in advance exactly when the actual date of the show is actually going to be, though. So we are switching over to a biweekly, to a biweekly format as opposed to a weekly format. So just so everybody knows, that's going to be the next thing that comes down the pike with the show as well as we're actually gearing up for the podcasting. So that's going to be exciting as well, though. So I want to thank my two co-hosts, ladies. Thank you very much. I appreciate all the love and the support and understanding and even the grilling.
Okay. You're welcome. Anytime. More to come.
No. Yeah, okay. Remember, turnabout prayer play.
Oh, you know, I don't care.
Yeah. That's part of the problem,
you know,
right there.
I do not care.
We can talk about Vanessa's list next week. Whatever.
You can talk about whatever y'all want to. You can talk about whatever you want.
We might need 2 hour format. Just
right. And
off
we'll
the
go
ground.
Home. One thing about the truth, it don't never change.
Like at all.
It is not gonna change.
So
we'll
be back
to my list.
So we'll be back not next week, but the week following that, though, with another show. Though now I am trying to put together a men's forum and a women's forum for two shows. Okay.
Okay.
An all men's forum and an all women's forum. So kind of.
So you're trying to say
mind.
That we can't sit in on the men's forum?
Yeah, you can sit in on the men's forum if you want to.
Of course I do.
Okay. What?
But we have to get some ground reviews going up there because, you know, that might have to be 2 hours. I don't know.
I would know.
It might have to be 2 hours. Yeah, I saw what I got with 1 hour. Anyway, so like I said, like, no, not this week, but the following week, though, we actually come back to the show as well, though. And I'm going to, like, work on the idea that I should put in the men's forum together. For the for starters as well, though. And, yeah, we're going to discuss relationships. We're going to discuss, you know, a few other things as well. And, yes, ladies, you are welcome to sit in and listen to the men's forum. All right?
Fair enough. Also, we can't speak on it. We're the co-hosts.
Huh?
We can't speak.
You can speak on it, though, but you can't. But you got to let them speak on it, too.
Okay.
Yeah, you take your own advice.
I have nothing more to that. So we're gonna have the women's forum, and I'm listening in on that. And I can speak on it though, but I'm gonna let the women speak too. So, yeah, I'm gonna take my own advice. So the women's forum though, that's really pretty much y'all deal. Okay. So, but we're gonna have like some more, you know, some more guests, some more celebrity guests actually come in as well, though, some other things to surprise, though, plus some other announcements to do coming up as well, though. But, like I said, I want to thank you ladies for tonight. I want to thank everybody listening in, though. If you didn't actually listen in for the live show, though, feel free to catch the archives, though. They'll be up and popping by tomorrow. So, you know, with that being said, I want to, like, thank everybody for actually joining us tonight. Please have a good rest of the week, rest of the weekend, and then we'll see you in a week. Back for the Mike and Mr. Show on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, cue the music.